We're dedicating the shiur this evening for a complete and speedy recovery. Shavu banum negvulam, our dear sons, Yaakov Naftala ben Rachel Devora, Gilad Michal ben Bat Kalim, and Eyal ben Iris Tzira, should return to their homes very, very soon. Shavu banum negvulam. Well, it's Yon Goel. Thought it would be a nice idea for the extended lay family and for anybody else to dedicate some time and learning for the schus of all Klal Yisrael, Ayim Din Batzara, and specifically for these wonderful boys. So we're going to start with a shaila, just a question in halacha, and we'll go through some different sources and hopefully have a good time in our learning of Torah. The question is a seemingly important question, and I think somewhat relates to the tzora that we're in. The question is as follows. The question is that what, in the following case, a friend that you have is a good friend, but as certainly guys know, so when you have a good friend, so that doesn't mean that you necessarily see him eye to eye, face to face, very often. And the Gemara tells us in Brachas and Nunches, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haroyes Chaveiro La'achar Shloshim Yom, Mvorach Shechayanu. So if you haven't seen your friend for 30 days, you're coming back from Eretz Yisrael, all your friends are home, you haven't seen them in a long time. So do you say a Shechayanu? V'im Ro acher yud beis chodesh mevorach mechayim esim. Is this true? Is this really what the halacha is? That if you didn't see a friend for an entire year, you're saying mechayim esim, you're in Israel for the entire year, and you come home now, and you see a friend, and it's been 12 months, should you really say mechayim esim? So that's the question. So the Rishonim, first of all, the Tosfos and the Rosh comment on this and say that this is dafka chaver achiv olav moed v'sameach. The inyan general of Shechayanu, which letzareinu it seems that we don't say as much today, is a general inyan of simcha. So I say we don't say anymore. There are poskim who rule the halacha today that when we see the new fruit, when we have a new fruit that we haven't had, or maybe even with clothing, so we don't say Shechayanu because we don't have the same simcha that we used to have. I think in Eretz Yisrael, dafka, when fruits are not available the entire year. And certainly in America, you could probably get any fruit any time of the year. But in Arzenu Hakadosha, there's a onah, there are seasons for fruit. So we just ended the strawberry season, the cherry season just started. Tremendous simcha, even if it's not necessarily once a year, twice a year, to have the delicious cherries of Eretz Yisrael. So orange is Shechayanu. If the person is keen and understands the great simcha, certainly to have these amazing pears of Eretz Yisrael. So we have to investigate, is this truly halacha? And the truth is the Rambam paskins. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachas, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachas in Perek Yud, in halacha beis, seems to say exactly the way the Gemara says without any additions. And through the halacha, again, through the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, so far, seemingly, this is the halacha. Now, the question is going to be, of course, and the reason why I raise it is that we live in such a generation today where it could be that we actually don't physically see our friends, but we're in constant contact with them all the time. We're texting them, we're WhatsApping them, we're Skyping them, we're talking to them at least on the phone, and we might not physically see them, but certainly, I don't know if it would be such a simch seira when you found out every single thing that the guy did, you Facebooked him, you just found out what he had for lunch, and then you see him after 30 days. Okay, but you know everything about him. And we'll have to see. Obviously, it's going to be the source of what the bracha is as well. So the Lashon of the Rambam here, as I said, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos, excuse me, is as follows. The Rambam says, "Chol roi chaveru achar shloshim yom mevorach shachianu. You make a shachianu. V'imro lachar shnei masar chodesh mevorach baruch ato Hashem lachayim esa." So, not surprisingly, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Chaf Hey says exactly the same as the Shulchan Aruch. Harois chaveru in Talucha Aleph.
לאחר 30 יום עומר שחיירו ואחר ירבי חודש מבורך מחיי מייסם. And he quotes our Tosfos and Rosh v'hu shechaviv ol harbe v'sameach b'riyato. So you have to davka have a simcha in the name of Tosfos Rebbe. Yonah says in the Rosh that there should be a simcha in seeing him. It should be shechaviv love, something that he actually gets an offer. Just some important points in the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Is no chiluk ben ishto ishto, doesn't matter if it's a member of his parents, family, ishto imo, bito va'achos so kevin shu samech v'nena briyoso." Because of a poskim dim brach racham achem yisrael. Okay, fine. It's a bracha that we say, of course, shenosn chiluk. This is actually a question as well that I saw about if you were going to, if you saw on television a king. So whether or not a person should say the bracha, because your mamash saw him, it's quoted that there were some who passed in that way. I think some of the Hasidic masters who said that you would make a bracha because you're even it's possible for them, you're able to see them. Okay, fine. This is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes as a Ria Rishona, meaning Vim kibel imeno ktav. So here's the Mishnah Berurah here that's going to be a good question. If you receive the letter from him, Usha Anashim Hodiya Mishala, I send regards. He's doing great. Yesh Deos Bachronim, Safik Bracha Zaka. So maybe you shouldn't make the Bracha. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says, of course, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about B'Shem Malchus, even B'Chayim Meisim. So that's going to be a question. Now, the question is, why do we say this? The Mishnah Berurah actually explains to us why we would say this bracha. And he explains as follows. V'tam bracha zu kasa b'chidushi agudos. We'll see it quoted as well in the name of others shortly. Shalufchol shana adam nidam b'rosh shana v'yam akipurim im l'moves im l'chayim. A person is nidon Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur bein l'mavas ben l'chayim v'imro achar Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. If he sees them afterwards v'achar kach eino roi oisa achar Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim roi avar lav din imavas alav. That's the m'chayim meisim bracha v'im kein omer bruch m'chayim meisim shenitzel midas meisim. So that's a practical thing. You didn't see him, you didn't know what happened. Okay, so again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if this is the reason it's true, so if he knows that he's doing well, if he spoke to him on the phone, certainly if he got a letter from him, so Mustama, what would be the big deal to say the bracha? I mean, why should he say a bracha? What's the true avo? Again, certainly by the bracha Machayim Mason. So that would be one of the questions that we could ask. So the Sefer Chaim Moshe, so here he quotes this, if you will, machlokis that we just brought out, whether or not we say the bracha today or not. And here's what he says. He says that, first of all, as we quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, if the Supreme Godam says as well, he didn't see him, but he received letters from him, Gam Eino Mavarech. That's what it would appear to be. The Mishnah Berurah's lashon we saw is it's a Safek Brachos, because poskim say that you wouldn't be Yotze. Fine. Then he says, oh, so then he says like this. Because Likutei Maharich, Likutei Maharich, very important sefer, Friedman, Ta'olam, Eino Mavorcha Brochas Elo. The Evshar, the Sphere Lejihi, Chaviv, Alav, Harbe, Visameach, Lo. Babasenu Harabim. Right, this is what we said. Arva kol simcha vein odom samech b'chaveiro. And unfortunately, we don't have the same simcha. And v'chein kozav b'nemuke orachayim. He quotes the name, the Shel Sochus Beis Yisrael, said, Shevezeh oimim baruch Hashem sheroyim zezeh. Yotzak tzazi dechavosa. Right, he says, I'm so excited to see you, and he gives hadot to Hashem. That's okay, so that's the Yotze Zayin. Excuse me, quotes the name of the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Ekev,
Don't even say b'l'shem machos. Not appropriate to say. And the kevan, the zeh plugta, because of makaf achayim, that you should make the bracha, aval believe shem l'malchus. Vayim bracha shulchan, the cause of the achshav make kilim b'bracha zu, mikol mako mi she yodea, she sameach mo, v'yoso kamokein, im oviv o im beno, tzorach l'varach. So the Aruch HaShulchan practically says, but if there is a simcha, we see that it's very interesting. Shechianu is one of the few brachas that's really a personal experience of simcha, a personal experience. And if you know that you're mesameach, so you should make the bracha. Often on new items, whether it's Atovi Ametiv or Shechianu, so really is a personal, it could be the same suit the person buys. So one person has no simcha, he buys suits all the time. There's another person that lives in Eretz Israel that never buys a suit. 45 years he hasn't bought a suit. So you should say a Shechianu. That would appear to be the appropriate thing to do. Fine. Then, of course, we quote the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos, of course, the very, very important halachic sefer that has come out. Beautiful. This is the Chelik Beis. This is a newer volume from the other volumes. It went a bit out of order. So here again, he has a very, very interesting discussion of it. It gives really all beautiful, beautiful Ma'ar Mekomos. So he says like this. So of course he quotes the halacha, and he says that the Gedolei Doros for many, many years have she'ein anu nogim levarach brachas eilam. I've already quoted some. We've quoted already that say this. Some new ones. Yosef Oimet says this. A chassid lofim. The Eishel Avram Buchach says this. Brachas Abayis Ben Ishchai. We quoted already. Lakutim Harich. We quoted already. Nimukei Arachaim. We quoted already. He said the Menig Yisrael is not the levarach. And this is also quoted in Rav Shlomo Zalman and Hilchos Shlomo as well. If you look over there in Perek Chav Gimel and Ois Yud Beis, based on Tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, says Vaneinu Ein Nogim Levorich Al Ria Pnei Chaveiro. It's certainly not the Bruch of Mechaim. Eisim Shein Nogim Klal Levorich. Okay, so. Then says the Piskei Tshuvos like this: Ella af birchas shachayano ein mavarchim benosu al ze kama tamim ella im zela ze baruch Hashem yisparuch sheenu misraim ze im ze. That is exactly what we quoted in the Mugei Orachayim. What was that? Yotzei yidei chavasa. We said the Mugei Orachayim has ktsas yidei chavasa, but okay, he's yotzei with that. So what does that mean? Kama tamim. So don't worry, it gives the tamim. So he says like this. First of all, the Chesed Alfim says, "B'shem b'zman hazeh, gavra hachanufa ba'olam v'yesh misha nira ke'ohov, v'luke marich." This is something very interesting. Ha'olam ein mevorchem brachas elu v'evshar mishum tibi'inyon hachaviv alav harbe b'sameach bo u'me'ein mefayis ha'eich nikro chaviv alav harbe u'v'rasen harabim arva kol ha'simcha v'ein adam sameach b'chaveiro. V'im kol zeh, kol arim yosef adas. We do. And we quoted this as well when we quoted the Chaim Moshe. This is what he says. And as we said, the Mukhei Or Chaim also says the Shita. Okay. So then he says that something interesting. He says, the Mukhei Or Chaim says, Gam yachin misayim shafilu kisheroi chaveru asher be'emes chaveru la de'ein bracha shalom mishum chanufa. We call Makam Mishum Lo Plug Ein Lahamid Hamina Gapiyadin Vahalacha Ki Achirim Asher Einam Kol Kachaviv. This guy's crazy, Baruch Hashem. He went to Leva Torah and he knows that you should be Chaviv for every single Jew. Should be Sameach every Jew. He really hasn't seen his friend for a long time and he really wants to make the bracha. Says the Mukher Chaim, it's not right. Other people aren't going to understand what you're doing and that you're the happy guy and other people don't normally get the simcha and it's not appropriate. Worse than that, he says, there's going to be an embarrassment. He'd be in the bayesh that he was able to have simcha and I can't. And his friend says, well, you haven't seen me in 30 days. You haven't seen me in a year. Why don't you make the bracha? I'm not really happy. So create a situation that we don't want to get involved in. Okay, he says, Achayim she'enu kol kach chavivot v'yedidot im hasheni yitbayesh shelo yivarach v'yitzeru laharot gam heim shleimim chaveirim. They're going to make a bracha levatol. So he says, better not to say it. Okay? So good. And there are different shitas of exactly how you should do that. Omnam, he says,
there are certain cases where everybody would agree you should make the bracha.
Chaviv hakarav, o rabo, o aviv, o achiv, o beno, ben tzav shal sakana, machmas choli, or in your nacher, right? So someone's taken captive and you hadn't seen him. What a simcha, a shechayanu should be said, mistoma. Won't be halacha lemaisa because it would be achar shloshim yom, and we know for sure we'll get them back before shloshim yom. The also miklas akana v'roy la'achar shloshim yom shelo roy klal after kili menu prisa shalom b'michtav al yidei zeh nashem cholzek yotzev zeh.
Oh, so again, this is all going to be a question, as this is raised in the Akudim Ma'arich as well as the Halicha Shlomo.
How exactly a person, how we would paskin in these special cases?
So the Halicha Shlomo brings in the name of Gedolei Yisrael, Shayim Mevorchem Shechayon Al Yosef Bonim Kishelov Roy Kama Shanim Va'ayim Ba'orchas Chayim B'Shem Yofev Le'ov She'le'odam Nechbad Ein Levorch Shechayon Al Ishto V'yafilu Al Bito Lo Nogu Levorch.
So question about, if you forgot to say it to Riyah Sheni, okay, there's all different duke halacha when it comes to this. What about, as we said, the micht of Prisa Shalom, Ekvar, Tmua Lem Rabim? So, as we'll see, we see quotes here, the Chavadas, we're going to use this as well as a very important source. And also in the halachas katana says this, Linyun Bruchas Mechayim Esim, Velomatil, Lushum echad miachronim sheikaltev zos beinyan bruchas shechayanu, as we wrote about natsayim v'chem b'say the bruchas hananim. So he says maybe it's different. So maybe it's because of the reason. If the reason is for shechayanu is not what we said before, it's an inyan of simcha. Whereas the mechayim mason we said, we quoted in the name of the Mishnah Berurah, as we'll see in Raval Yosef as well, is this inyan of nidun kol shana, and he didn't see him, he doesn't really mamish know he's alive, so of course then the nafkamina would be, if he heard that he's okay, if he spoke to him on the phone, if he Skyped him, if he WhatsApped him, and he knows that everything's okay, so maybe then the bracha, so it wouldn't be the same klolios of what we said before. I think that would be pasha. As usual, so one could say that it's just easy to take you with yourself a pri, and therefore you'll be able to say a shechayanu. That's very nice. They tell over in the Halicha Shlomo that the Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach wanted to say the bracha al chatno ubito shaya royim laotim rechoka ekef makom megurim mechutz laaretz shemo she'im dorim be'ir achat afilu lo ro echaz zasheni zman rav eim mevorchem shachayanu shaharei eilu rotza haya royim. Okay, so that was the question. The question later on, which I don't think we'll have time for, but just to throw it out there, is a very interesting tshuva in the Har Tzvi. Excuse me, and that is about seeing somebody for the first time. I don't want to say a pen pal, but something along those lines. That's what we quoted in the Chayim Moshe before. This inyan, this is in Sif Gimel, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishal Oroi is Chaverim Ye'olam, Shlach Ksovim, he used to send them letters, Alpha Bishanana, B'yaso Einu Bevorach, Al Riyaso, Kevon Shalom, Nis Chaverim, Panim El Panim. O Mem Shach Dover, Mivim Mishnah Berurah, Divrei Pim, Begadim Zla Inyan, Im Yolda Ishto Vero Ata, Ayutzel Chatzov, Afilu Roa Zed Zed. So fine, as I said, we don't have time for it, but I just wanted to just be aware that there's a very interesting tshuva, as I said, in the Har Tzvi, because of the following. They tell over a story in the name of the Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas HaLuzer, that is quoted again in the Har Tzvi, in Or HaChaim, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuftov Tesvav, that apparently the first time he saw in his life the Saba Kadisha, so he said this bracha, because he was kosher b'yadidus, he told. So the Har Tzvi questions this, how this is so, inyan of Suma with Ein Mevarchim Berchu Shachianu Mechaim Esim. So he asked Umlamed Tzchus on this. So let's continue. So Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva, as we mentioned, in Chelek Dalet Siman Yud Zayin, where he raises the exact question that we asked, and again is going to bring a lot of what we discussed as a review, but also this core question, I think, of being able to see your friend or talk to your friend. So we'll skip over what we've done already, but we quoted, of course, the Mishnah Berurah about the reason. So he quotes in the name of the Maharsha, again, the same reason about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, of not knowing what has happened to him, literally. So he, when he sees him, he's aware that Baruch Hashem, Haba Aleinu L'Tovah, the Rosh Hashanah went well. So that's a great simcha, Zah Mechai Mesim. So there's no question that it's B'Shem HaMalchus, says Rav Yosef. This is Mefuri, Gemar and Brachas, and Dalin, and Mem and Beis, Shabrachas, Shein Shem HaMalchus, Sein HaBracha, Kim Levur, B'Toysos, the Mordechai, as I said in Brachas Nandalan. And then the Ramban in Sefer Torah Sa'odom as well says this, the Rosh Hashanah Chida says this as well. Now, there are those that quote that the Bracha of Mechayim Esim should be B'lish Shem HaMalchus. This is quoted in the Panim Neiros in Chelek Aleph in Simon Samach Vav. Mechayim Ha'ola goin Rav Yitzchak Taub in the Orach Shulchan, in his Orach Shulchan, v'doch ha'dvarav pinimiris, says, how can this be? It's with a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says a bracha. It's with a bracha. Fine. We quoted already the Sefer Ben Ishchai in Parshas Ekev, the Oster, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet, she'k'eis lo nagu l'vorach shachiyana b'shem ha'malchus v'yesh tam l'minok. Okay. Again, and here, if a person knows his chavilov, says Rav Adi Yosef, it'll be atzol shem emes chavilov. Samech b'riyaso, yivorech shechayanu b'shem ha'malchus. And this is the way the birchas Yosef holds. Rav Yosef, Yosef, Yadid, Halevi, and Mesoris Yishol, as I told you, the story about the Kacha Rebbe, the Minchas Alava, shebirch shechayanu b'shem ha'malchus. Kishiro upon of so question the Shel Shel Shachar Tzri, as I said, asked on this Shalorai Vosabim Yomov. First of all, why Shachyan or not Bechaim Esim? Okay. Oh, so first question. First says Rav Vadi Yosef Zatzal the following. Olam in Yom Berachas Mechayim Esim Achal Yudei Chodesh Lo Shema'anu Me'olam Shemavarchim Berachazu. Because of Agoyin Rav Chaim Ben Ishchai, as I said here in Yom Tzud Gimel, Sheikavin Hatam Shalonogu Berachazu Mishum She'ein Das Abriyos Noicha Levarachalim. So this is just very interesting historically, already in the times of the Ben Ishchai, that we don't have the same simcha that we used to have. Be'ev Shal Hoisiv Tam Acher. So says Rav Adi Yosef that maybe we can add another Tam, based on the halachas ketanos, inside is in chelik aleph and simon reish chav. She'im kibel michta mechaver betoch yud bechodesh ein lo levarich alav birchas mechayim esim. Af al pi shelo ra'o ella la'achar yud beis kodesh. Right? Stama, I believe it's in the tshuva over there. You are mevarich the bracha shechinah. V'chein kasav maran chida b'sefer birchei Yosef b'shem mar zikno ha'goin reb Avraham Azulai, Baal Chesed La Avraham. Fine. Even though, says the Mishpatei Tzedek, and others say, Tzavik Brachas Lakal. And today, here's the important part, the underlined part. L'chol Biyois V'Kayom Nechadju Kli Tikshoret. They have this new thing called technology, and it's unbelievable. Telephonim. Mavrikim asher b'chol oretz yotze kum uvekzei tevel me'aleyim umevad bidoyar. They have mail kibul b'chol ir b'chol medina
v'gam tayarim hanoisim b'matosim l'chol makom v'makom. And your mom can give regards to people. What a wonderful thing when somebody is able to give regards to another person. Now, this is written in the I think the early 80s, 1981, I think it was my edition. So we can imagine what's happened since then. I mean, it's unbelievable. Baruch Hashem, there's Skype where you can mom see the person moving, everything. So based on this, times have changed. The Evshal Adas Darchem Al Chaveru Hashalom Lo V'lo Yivtzar Shebetoch Shana Shama Mitov Shema Lachain Lo Nohagu Levarach Brachazil V'afal Pi Shebeshel Zachumas Ta'ulumas Leiv. It says Kasav Tamze Gam Legabe Bruch Shechayanu Achaveru L'Acha Shloshim Yom B'emes Ein Tamu Nachon Sheri Mavur B'Shel Zachumas Halachas Katanas. As I quoted already, Sheyesh L'Chalik Bezeh Bein Bruch Shechayanu L'Bruchas Mechayim Meisim. So one could say, if this is a bracha, so mechayim esim, so this we would understand. I don't know if you, how many times you ever heard say a mechayim esim. Sometimes people make a joke; they haven't seen somebody in a few days. Oh, bruch mechayim esim. It's a joke, but that we can understand. But he says, does that apply to shechianu? Even though that this halacha is in the same din, it's in the same shulchan aruch, it's in reish chav hey, it's in the same simon. But the reasons could be very different. The Mishnah Berurah only gives the reason for the second of Chayim Esim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the Shechayanu generally is Shegyanu Lezman Azam. I have a Simcha that I haven't seen in such a long time. So even though, says Rav Adi Yosef, there's a Sefer that says that it's the same, it's not the same. Sheyesh Chilich Bezeh B'Bruch Shechayanu B'Bruch Shechayanu Le'inyun B'Bruch Shechayanu Me'ach Shelo Ra'ez Chaveiro Ela Ke'iver Shloshim Yom. I haven't seen him in 30 days. So what?
Right? There's nothing like the riyasa of a person. Right?
Right? And of course, it's only Rav Adi Yosef you can do, and many, many, many others. Right? This way, the pashtus of other svarim in the Mishpatei Tzedek, we quoted the Omnam Ra'isi b'Mishnah Berurah Shekasav. We quoted this Mishnah Berurah Sheish Deos Ba'achronem Im Nit Kabel Imenu Michta Besoch Shloshim Yom O She'anash Modia Mishlamo Im Yivaruch Sheiv Chayanu Besafik Brachos Lahakim. So the question is,
the Mishnah Berurah, Kasav Shit, right? Anoshim Haldia Mishalo, Yesh Deyos Vacham Sachem Brach Sakal. There, the Mishnah Berurah is definitely talking about, he's commenting on Shloshim Yom. So how could that be? Ulam, however, he's not sure. He thinks that most say that it's talking about Lagabe Birchus Mechayim Mesim, La'acha Yudhe Chodesh, about Lagabe Birchus Shechayanu, Afal Pisha Kibel Mimenu, Michtavim, Vishama Mutav, Shlomo B'toch Hashem Yom, L'chol Adei Asarach Levarach Alav Shechayanu, Kishir Roy La'acha Shloshim Yom, She'enu Doim Shmiya L'Riya. That Shmiya here is not the same as Riya. So, of course, I'm going to ask the question. We'll have to ask the new question, right? You could ask one of his sons, Chief Rabbi of Israel. He's like, Yosef, what about today with Skype? Maybe somebody asked him this already. So Riyasa Mamish, it's not a real Riya. It's not really seeing it. So Rav Adi says, Shehit Pa'ulut Vihit Rakshut Hanafshit Tiyya B'Riyasa Chaveru Panim El Panim Bitur Sha'ar. Right, the Yatoos. So this is beautiful that he says this line, because Panim upon him is not the same as Skype. Panim upon him is not a WhatsApp. V'chein recently did the Agoyin Rav Shiv Dvelsky, famous Zal Shulchan, that says Sheheir Al Kach Divri Hamishnah Berurah Shel Inyan Bruchas Shechayanu Ein Kan Machloikas Klal Shetzorich Levarach Gam Im Kibel Mimenu Michtavim B'Soch Shel Shalom V'Sheish Tikun V'Mishnah Berurah Al Pi Ha'Omer. V'chein kasav shel sechuas yayin atov. V'roi odis yaskel abdi v'chulu v'chulu. He quotes here in a footnote in the shel sechuas yam hagadol,
Rav Yaakov Moshe Daladanu says shehesi kidvarav al this tumah slave sharei lo kasav bibirke Yosef kain el lekabei bruchas b'chayim meisim l'achar rivichkos. So this is what we said. L'chein kasav shalom matza tam nachon l'patrimi bruchas yo. That there is a tremendous chilak. Again, the difficulty that we have certainly is Ashkenazim. Although, as was beautifully quoted in the Zeh Shulchan, he thinks the Mishnah Berurah is, I don't know if the Lashon here is, it doesn't say Tal Sofer, but, we have to ask on it. Sheish Latakim of Mishnah Berurah, Apiyah Omer. That there's definitely a chiluk, and that's what he quotes here in the footnote, that there's such a chiluk between the two, between the Yud Beis Chodesh and the Shloshim Yom. V'chei Kasav B'Beis Yosef. V'shem HaRashba. Shelo Ke'arivet. Shenir She'sorvim Lei. Dimash amu be'erevim daf mem ve'im shein rishus ha'inu she'yachol shalol la'rois k'mo she'kasov. So there's more to be ma'arich on this, but again, just to have the basic understanding is that we're talking about the difference between the 30 days and not seeing a person for a year, and that it probably means that if, for sure nowadays with the technology that we have, even on the simplest level, a text or thinking like that, someone sends regards, that is going to potter you from saying the mechayim esim bracha. Okay, so Rav Avadya ends off, but not ends off, we'll see in a moment. B'sikum, Mishalo Roiz Chaveir B'meshach Shalishum Yom. He didn't see his friend for 30 days. V'u Chaviv, Olav Ma'od. He loves him, and he's very excited that he's going to see him. V'u Adin La'aviv, O Rabbo, this would be for sure by a father, O Rebbe, O Acher Mikrovo, Beno, O Achiv Kadoma. O echas mi kavrosav kegon ishto imo bito o achoso kol shu sameach b'riyosam alav livarech birchas shachayanu b'shem amachos paskins ravad Yosef. You do say the bracha negative Mishnah Berurah. It seems afal pi shehiya oisam bekesher telefoni o bekesher mechtavim b'toch shloshem yom o mi shelo rayes chaveru chaviv alav me'acher meod v'sameach b'riyosam meshach shana right shneim asar chodashim v'shelo haya lo imo kesher b'michtav o b'telephone o b'mivrak, whatever it might be, v'gam lo shama me'anshim achirim. So it has to be all these things. Tzaruch l'vav u'shamach z'baruch ato Hashem b'kam b'chol b'chayim esim. Aval im haya imo b'kesher, if he spoke to him, lo yivarach elo b'ruch ha'shachayanu b'shem ha'machus levad dot dot star star. He continues in another more than a half a page, almost a full page. This is talking about Roy's Chaver La'achos Shloshim Yom, but televisia. B'shidur Chai, if we may, maybe. This is the Skype question. Im Yivarech Alof Shachayana. So he quotes in the name of two great Gedolim, B'tzel HaChachom, B'tzal Stern, Zatzal, and the Shel Shus Ber Moshe, of course, the Deber Tzina Rav. Shiroi, this is what we alluded to before. I said Hasidish Masters. I was close. The Betzel HaChachma and the Ber Moshe were brothers, and they were both Deber Tzinas. Betzel HaChachma, one of the reasons was written is Betzel, that he was in the shadow of his brother, the famous Deber Tzina of the Ber Moshe. Second reason is lived in Australia, which is the shadow as well of what he said was Torah. Shal Rabbi Televizia lo yivarach shenosen mechvoidu lebasar v'dam. So if you see the king, the queen, you see maybe the president on the television, so that you don't say the bracha. Again, that's the pastor's cause of Shel Shus Minchas Yisroch. Dain Y says as Va'ayin Mishutei Tzedek. Masha Kasa B'Shel Shus Yavi Omer. I've quoted this call. Mikol Makom Savi Brachas L'Hakol. Maybe, maybe you should. Maybe you shouldn't. Oh, different. Kol V'Chaver B'Telephone B'Radio. Mevarich Alav Shechayanu Im Overu Alav Shloshim Yom Shalav Ra Mishum Demidei Hu Tama Ela Mishum Chaviv V'Simcha. So it could be that that simcha is going to be toloi on an actual simcha, even if you smoked him. But if you, you feel that the speaking gives you the simcha too, and you see him, it's nice, but it's not a simcha, different. So again, as the Rav Avadya points out, it appears to be that certainly when it comes to a father, a Rebbe, a sister, a brother, whatever it might be, so even though you might have spoken to them or even seen them, it appears to be a little bit, not a little bit, maybe a lot different, right? That Riyah is not the same as the Shmi is not the same as the Riyah, but I would say here the Riyah is not the same as the actual physical ability to be with them and to be able to hug them. Udvarav kol shekein
Shavroi b'televizia b'shidur chai v'ein devar, right? Not he saw the wedding video from their wedding video. Mamas on b'shidur chai, is he alive? V'ein lan lahoisiv al masha amru chachamim b'loshon hot roya shavroi b'mo einav v'sameach aval ein shmiya kola b'klauze. So he says that's what he wondered, what this Riyah is, and this is a good question of our generation. But not only we have that, but we mamish, not only did we could accomplish both, right? You could have this huge conference call and you can see the person mamish eye to eye, you feel like they're in the room with you. So the omna Michelle's Jewish Fils Yaakov Kasov Shagam Sumum Varach Brichas Ariyah Kevan She Beria Eitz Alachirim. So he's actually, even though he's not seeing, he's allowed to make the bracha. Okay. So we see that Rav Avadya Yosef seems to be somewhat unique in the sense of we saw both in the Chayim Moshe and the Shalacha Lamais and the Pisgat Tshuvos, and also in Rav Shlomo Zalman about making this bracha, and that it seems to be the minhag that certainly Mechayim Moshe we don't make, but as well it appears to be that we don't make the bracha of Shechayanu Acher Shloshim Yom either, even today, because of the fact that the Simcha is not there. Rav Avadya feels that it is possible that the Simcha is there. However, he does say in the footnote here about the Shidur Chai, is that considered to be enough of a Riyah? So we need just a little bit more to understand what the Halacha L'maisa would be. Again, what is important to point out is, I think a very good Musar Haskil from this, is the Simcha that we should have, that it appears to have been lost somewhat, of seeing a chaver, of seeing someone who we haven't seen in a long time. What type of simcha that is considered today is really all the question. And when it comes to general shachianos that we make, what we should consider as well, why don't we have that simcha anymore? Why don't I have a simcha of being able to get a simcha from a new fruit? A lot of times the way that people get around, they want to say shachianu, right? My father Shlita just told me that he was at a simcha and they wanted to make a shachianu. So the Baal Simcha took a pri. So and then when he went to make the shachianu, he forgot to make the pri, forgot to take the pri with him. It was in somebody's house. He couldn't say the shachianu, so he had a pilu shel malchus. Okay. So I was once at a wedding, and I was at the wedding, so the father got up, the father of the kala, and he says, I want to make a shachianu so much, my daughter finally got married. So he goes into a whole lumdish avort of why he's going to say shachianu now. His wife's dress costs $5,000. And he has a friend here he hasn't seen in a long time. And he now, and if you think this is all wrong, he took out a pri and he says, look, I got this kumquat, nobody knew what it was, and now I'm going to say shachianu. So again, the question is, is there a true simcha in that? We don't say shachianu, you know, the famous shaila on Rosh Hashanah, the suffix of the 2 days, so we have always the new pri. But there, you're not really even saying the shachianu, because you said the shachianu kiddush, that's probably good enough, you probably don't need the pri anyway. So, okay, fine. That's that would be the question. Again, we should always have simcha when we see our friends, when we realize the great godless of the Rebbeinu Shalom and what he's given us. So we should truly see that. And Mirtz Hashem, as I pointed out, it's not halacha v'loy l'maisa. We will not have a shaila whether or not we're going to have to say the bracha on Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devorah and Gilad Michal ben Bat Galim and Eil ben Iris Tzura, because Mirtz Hashem, we will see them so soon, that we will have more questions about whether or not maybe we should make a bracha of hal, chedris hal v'alda, that the Rebbeinu Shalom will deserve for giving us back these wonderful boys. We should be zeicha to continue learning. We should be zeicha to continue davening. Rebbeinu Shalom does not ever not answer our tefillos. So we should realize that and realize the tremendous effect that is happening here with your tefillos that we should continue to have, and your learning we should continue to have. And we should be zeichet to only good things in Mirtz Hashem. We should be zeichet to see not just Uval Tzion, Goyel, Berina of these boys, but all of every single Shavui should come back. Mirtz Hashem, join us in Eretz Yisrael from Mashiach Zidkenu, B'meheiru V'Yameinu. Amen.